It's day two of Learning Technologies 2014, and I'm with Mark Bradshaw. Mark has been talking in the conference about performance support, and he came to our Learning Tech Inside Out Fringe event last night, where he carried on those conversations as well. Performance support, Mark, it means many different things to different people. So what does it mean to you?
Yeah, well, what I was saying yesterday, and what I'm the message I'm passing back in the organisation, is that there's a sort of a sliding scale of things that we offer to people. At one end of that, we have our courses, which are almost by definition very organisationally based and very general. And at the other end of the scale, we have systems help. You know, this button, the X button, does X no matter where you are, no matter where you're sat, no matter what your role is. What I'm trying to do is put something in between those two that is very firmly focused on the needs of the individual. That individual, at that moment, in that location, you know, specifically what they're trying to do at the time. We can't do that with courses, necessarily. We can't do that with systems help. We're not talking about how a system works, we're talking about how a person works. And that could be very different, in my case, for a police officer sat in a station in a rural area, to a police officer in a station in the city. They might be trying to do a very similar thing, but the way they do that is going to be different. So it's providing support to that person at that moment. Not taking them off the task, so they're still staying within whatever they're trying to do. We're not trying to teach them, we're not trying to take them away from the workplace. It's very quick, the absolute minimum necessary provided to get them on task and get that finished.
So how do you go about doing that? That sounds quite complex in terms of understanding how people do their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's impossible. I couldn't possibly try and understand what everybody does. We have so many people doing so many different things. It all happens almost by osmosis. The job knows the job. So I think we've got to harness that. So we need to find out what it is we try to do, find the people who are doing that, and get them to define the process, work with them to record the process, and then make that available to others. And with sort of crowdsourcing, really, we can then work on improving that process so it becomes the one version of the truth. And if we can then get that to everybody so that it's available to them when they're trying to do a task, they no longer have to put any thought into the task. They no longer have to put so much thought into the task. What we can have instead is learning conversations around the tasks and talk about innovation and improvement rather than just getting the job done.
And are these interventions, if you like, are they always high-tech?
No, the technology really is almost irrelevant. The first thing we try and provide to people is just a list of steps. You know, do this, press that, send this email, phone that person. Yeah. And if that's enough to get them back on task and get it done, then great, fantastic. We don't want to give any more.
Yeah.
If that is not suitable for that person at the time and they want to take it a step further, then maybe we can show them the whole process and define, you know, give them definitions of the fields that they're trying to fill in, give them a little bit more of a nudge. And if that's not enough, then, you know, we can show them videos, and further on down the line we can point them towards e-learning courses, we can even point towards policy documents and things like that. But in the initial instance, as little as possible. So it is literally a list of steps.
Okay. And would you have any advice for people that are trying to do this?
Oh, loads, yeah, absolutely. We're still learning ourselves, of course, and it's incredibly interesting. There's a lot of information out there and a lot of people doing it, so there's a lot to read if you go looking for people who are already doing the job. But use your people. The job knows the job, so harness that, really. And not only are you getting the people to help you, if they feel more involved with the process, they're more engaged with it, it's going to be more sustainable. It shouldn't never be top down. It should always be about the business telling each other how to do it.
Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.